This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you this hour by America's Leadership University, the University of Mary. Be out there this weekend, as a matter of fact. They have a great vocation fair going on out there, and the premier, and I do mean the premier, biographer of St. John Paul II. Is going to be there. George Weigel, written extensively, wicked smart, just an incredible mind, and has a new book coming out soon on Pope John Paul. So anyway, he'll be at the University of Mary for events this weekend as well. And we've been telling you about the classes that begin every 5 weeks for nurses. The key to rising in your profession, if you're a nurse right now, is earning an advanced degree. And the national nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you. They have a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000 they offer right now. Great value. You know, if you look at programs elsewhere, it'll run $8,000, $10,000 higher. So get your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary. Smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Find out more at umary.edu/MSN today to apply. John in Minot must have been having some phone trouble because he dropped, called back, and then dropped again. So we're going to get his number if he calls back again and have him join us a little later on in the program. We're going to chat next with Ed Schaefer, former Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, talk a little bit about the Trump budget on ag and a few other things in the news. John Trandum is going to be here at the bottom of the hour. John is actually being followed by the Austrian public broadcasting officials who were looking for a Midwestern middle-class Christian family who supported President Trump. Sort of like, John, I'm thinking, I don't know, but I'm thinking this could be one of those deals where they're like, do you really support that Trump guy? But we'll find out. We're going to interview John while he's being watched and followed by the folks from Austrian TV coming up, and Chris Berg from Point of View as well. Without any further ado, our friend Ed Schaefer's here. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well. Thank you. Good to be with you. Hello to the listeners.
Good to see you. How's Nancy, by the way?
Nancy is wonderful. She is doing well.
Send her our best.
We just got off a little R&R, and so we're all fully charged up and ready to go.
Fantastic. If you were the Secretary of Agriculture again in a Trump administration rather than the Bush administration, would you have signed off on the budget that he did?
Well, I'm not fully familiar with the budget. What I can tell you is when I was there, we tried to bring a lot of reform, a lot of change, a lot of cost-cutting measures to the table, and weren't allowed to do so by certain senators, you know, that put blockades in, barriers of unwillingness to make some reforms and save taxpayers' dollars. So I fully support the president in his effort, you know, to pull money out of agencies to make them more efficient, less costly, and more importantly, make them more, deliver the programs better to the people who need them, in which case this is rural America.
I think you just gave us a little insight into the swamp. Because if you're saying, hey, we're here, we're going to do some reforms, and we can't do the reforms. Why? Well, because a senator here, a senator there, a senator over here says no. Is that how it works?
Yeah, and it's really disappointing. Let me give you an example. So there are 3,150 or 3,144 counties in the United States of America, something like that. And there are about 2,700 Farm Service Agency offices. So yeah, I have 80% of the counties have a have a FSA office. And so we looked at that and went, okay, I mean, you know, I come from a cost-cutting background and a reduction of government background. So we looked at it and said, how can we make these more efficient? You had many offices that were part-time. You opened Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings. You had some that had two people in them. You know, so a farmer drives 40 miles to the FSA office on a July morning, and one person's sick and the other one's on vacation. You know, the office is closed. You know, so we said, how can we make these? There are offices, Scott, that are 18 miles apart. And so we went through and did a wonder. I thought it was a masterful plan that reduced by millions of dollars that we could have saved for the people. It would have made it more efficient because you had more people in each office so they could focus on programs. And you would have delivered services better. Some people would have had to drive a little farther or access online, you know, which you can today too. Well, the first thing that happened was a Republican senator from the Midwest put a rider on a an appropriations bill in a sub-agriculture committee someplace that said you couldn't close an FSA office unless there were no employees.
Unless there were no employees.
Yeah. So we couldn't do it. You know, we couldn't put the plan in place. And you know, it's a representative form of government. Some small town mayor, you know, called them, or a bunch of small town, or the mayor's association or whatever, you know, called them and said, we can't stand closing these offices. It's the only thing we have in town. You can't do it. And so we couldn't do it. And that happens over and over and over again. And so, you know, I know personally that there are ways that we can save money at USDA. Now, are we going to be allowed to do so? Are we going to, you know, is 20% the number? You know, I mean, any good organization can take 10% out. 20, you know, is pretty deep, depending on how long you want to have it happen. But the point is, can you redirect dollars? Can you put them in there to be more efficient? Can you save money for the taxpayers? And the answer is yes, and the Trump budget tries to do that.
A texter says, as a Trump supporter, I don't want him to slow down. Keep tweeting quick. And keep tweeting and pushing back against any opposition. Isn't that what Donald Trump's doing? I mean, what you describe as a swamp and just the game as it's played in Washington, D.C., and his, you know, not inviting the media in and you know, and fawning over them or going along with the way it is just why he was elected.
If you're going to get any change in Washington, D.C., you have to fight back. And not Republican, not Democrat. Not independent. You have to fight back because the change won't happen. We had some reforms in the 08 Farm Bill that were very important that moved money from the big, you know, $200 million corporate farms back to the little farmer who gets a, you know, wheat crop hailed out through no fault of his own and hardly gets enough money from the insurance program to pay for the inputs. You know, and so we were trying to redirect that. You know, again, a Republican senator blocked it because he had three or four big operators in his state that he thought it would affect. And so he didn't want to see, you know, some kind of a program that moved that money around. So, you know, it's just over and over. And I shouldn't, I complain about Republicans because I'm a Republican and I hated to see those Republicans who are supposed to stand for.
Sort of like you expected from the Democrats that this is a standard operating procedure that they're going to want to spend more money, but now Republicans doing it as well.
So it's the system. They lie to us. They cheat on the budgets. They don't, you know, they don't do what we need to do. And they certainly don't need to do. They don't do what the people send them to Washington, D.C. to do.
When you say they cheat on the budgets, what do you mean?
Well, here's an example. It's the farm bill, it's a 5-year farm bill. They score it at 10 years. So, you know, what does that mean? We don't know what that means.
Scoring it means put a price tag
on it. Right. So we got to put a price tag on it. So what does it mean? So it means that I got a 5-year farm bill on which all the policy and derivative and the money and everything's going to be right there. Then they say, oh no, but we're going to score it in 10 years. So in year 6, when I was there in 08 in the 08 farm bill, a senator had suggested that we drop the food stamp program. You know, at that time it was about $57 billion or something like that. We're going to drop the food stamp program in year 6. So CBO has no choice but to score that bill, right? So they say you're spending a little more money in the front years, but in the out years you're going to save money for the taxpayers. And so you see the 08 farm bill will save money. Right. Well, that's never going to happen, Scott. When the next farm bill gets written, food stamps are going to be in it. So they deceive the public by saying this is scored by lowering money. The reality is it's never going to happen. It's pulling the wool over the eyes of the public. It's pulling wool over the eyes of the taxpayers. And it's saying we're saving money with this bill. It doesn't happen. I can give you 10 examples of how that happened where where you tell the people it's saving money and in the end it's costing them.
Yeah, shell game, rather than just full disclosure and getting to the bottom of real reform, right? I mean, that's
Absolutely.
What you're talking about, trying to get to real reform. So when you say if you're going to win, you got to fight back, is that what Trump's doing? I mean, you support what he's doing? Is he fighting back effectively?
I think he is fighting back. Effectively, I'm not sure. You know, he's brash. He, You know, I'd like him to be a little smoother. I'd just soon he'd shut up on the text, contrary to your, you know, to your caller here or your texter. But, you know, the point is, you have to fight back. He's fighting back in the way he knows how to do. And he's having to, you know, the reason he's texting is he's having to go around the media because they don't tell the right story.
So what,
yeah, so it's a choice.
Yeah, he doesn't have much choice, right? Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
And they obsess over his tweets, of course, and got to go back and, you know,
and then we don't get
the story.
Yeah, and then we don't get the reforms done that we need to get done. But, and that's the only thing that bothers me about him is I'm not sure that he sees the big picture enough. He's, you know, he's fighting in the trenches. And so he's losing the message because of his words he chooses, because of his limited message, because of the texting at 3 o'clock in the morning, beating up somebody. You know, that's fighting back in his way. In my opinion, even I prefer him to be fighting back in a way that's going to be effective to change legislative direction and change policy for the United States that will save money.
And I guess at this point, we don't know whether that's working or not, right? But the healthcare thing will be a big one. More with Ed Schaefer after this break. If you have questions or comments, text us, 367-2054. Call us, 800-228-0550.
You know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Encoder going through that fight. Answer the question.
100% Bakken crude. I answered the question. All right. So, as I what? Why are you laughing? I just been answering the question.
Pull your socks up.
All right. I hope anything I didn't else? Answer it quite as snarky as he asked it. But anyway, it's 100% Bakken crude.
He's thinking. He's thinking of the Keystone Pipeline.
He might be.
Yeah, because that had a port in it for,
yeah,
for Bakken crude.
And on loan rap. Yeah, that's what I was. That's only a kind of figure there a little bit. That, all right, text here. Please ask Senator Hovind. Please ask Ed. That'd be you.
That'd be me.
Senator Hovind says this budget will not work for ag. Do you agree with Senator Hovind?
I do not agree with Senator Hovind. I think that the USDA has many, many places where we can save money, where we can become more efficient, where we can deliver farm service programs better to ranchers, farmers, and landowners across this country. And maybe this, you know, obviously Senator Hovind is more privy to exact line items and this and that. You know, maybe he's better, but better informed, you know, on specifics that are in front of him. But I can tell you this. I disagree with the fact that you cannot deliver a lower cost, more efficient budget at USDA. I've been there. I've seen it. And if senators would allow us to do it, we could do it.
What's the most important thing for North Dakota as it pertains to the federal budget on agriculture?
I think that, you know, obviously that we have to remember that 15% of the budget is production agriculture. You know, so obviously, you know, it's not, but it's, you know, it's rural development. Telecommunications, it's how to connect rural America together. And I think what's the most important thing in the Farm Bill is that combination of support for the 60 million people live in rural America, because North Dakota is a rural state. And North Dakota being a rural state means that you have to give people living in rural areas the same advantages as their friends and their cousins have in the urban population. And that means they're going to be, you know, maybe some more costly of delivery of services, health care, electricity, telecommunications, those kinds of things. Putting the ability for rural North Dakota farmers, ranchers to compete in the global marketplace like their cousins can in the city is very important. And that's the biggest focus of the Farm Bill.
So that's where the reforms come in then, right? So you're saying, be smart about this. Don't just let every senator decide what pet project they have, and then we're dumb about the budget. End that game, true reform, and then take dollars into what you just described.
I had senators that came in and pounded. This happened to be a Democrat senator, but, you know, Democratic senator came in and pounded on my desk that he had to approve a telecommunications project in his state. And you know what? The thing didn't pay out. It didn't look right. It wasn't the right dollars. You know, the whole program, you know, you couldn't look at the business plan and say, this thing will work. Even if we give it support, it wasn't going to work. But the point was, it was his constituent. He wanted it done, and I wouldn't do it. And we had some pretty strong discussions. But, you know, the reality is, you need to focus on the delivery, the operations of public services and policy in rural America so that people can get an advantage up. Not a senator have an advantage to have a big check coming home and saying, I'm going to support this business. We want things that work, that deliver, that operate, so people can live and work and play better in rural America.
And everything you just described is exactly why I get up every day thrilled that Donald J. Trump is president of the United States. Thrilled. Because I don't think anybody else, you know, and Jeb Bush isn't going to go fight that fight. Right? I mean, I don't think another senator in Ted Cruz, good conservative reform kind of guy, I don't think he'd go fight this kind of fight. I think Donald Trump is fighting the fight that's necessary to save the United States of America as we know it.
I do, too. And I think that was the revolt in the election. Yeah. I think the revolt in the election was looking at the established politics forever and saying it's gotten us in a corner with a $20 trillion budget. It's gotten us in the corner with social and cultural change that we're not comfortable with. It's gotten us pushed into the corner, and people revolted. And culturally, they revolted, you know, character, high character, and said, we don't want this anymore. It's not going to be a Republican. It's not going to be a Democrat. He ran under, you know, President Trump ran under a Republican ticket. But the reality is, you have to have somebody that is going to go every day and wake up every morning and go in there and fight the system, because the system will overwhelm you. And you know, it doesn't work. It needs to be changed, and he's trying to do it.
Texter says, the way Trump fights back is a big reason why he won. Keep kicking rear ends, Mr. President. So,
I agree. I mean,
with the exception of the tweets, you think he's provoking too many fights with the tweets, is what you're saying?
And I'm not sure it's just the tweets, Scott. You know, his language is often brash. You know, you can fight back with logic. You can fight back with
that's New York,
you know,
though, right?
But
that's,
it's New York.
It's a 70-year-old businessman from New York. It's not going to change.
Everybody has their personalities and their ways. But the worry that I have with President Trump is he gets involved in the guttural skirmishes. Instead of fighting back in a way that gets support for the people of the United States of America to push their politicians, to push their representatives to make these changes that need to be done. That's where he has to be.
90 seconds left. I want to ask you a little bit on the state side. Obviously, very different budget times than we've had the last number of years. How are North Dakota's elected leaders doing on budget issues?
Well, I think, you know, it's kind of hard to say because we're steamrolling here now toward the end of the session. They're way out of balance. They're trying to figure out how to bring in this budget and have it be balanced, which is required by our Constitution. The reality is, I think it's being driven now not by concept, policy, and direction. I think it's being driven by numbers on one side of the ledger or the other. And so they're taking money out of human services and putting it in Commerce Department. That's stupid. Pardon me, but that's stupid. They're just saying, we got to balance this side and that side instead of saying, what policy do we want to deliver? If tax policy is behavior, how do we want people to behave? Do we want to take care of people who are in need socially or culturally, or are we going to take care of the business folks in our economics department? That's always a balance, Scott.
What you're describing is sort of a reinvention of government, kind of like what you're going back to, the reforms necessary. Is it possible for Doug Burgum that quick on the job with a new legislature there to do that quickly?
It is a long-term situation. Has to be done over several sessions. But here's a for instance. He wants to reinvent government, wants to redo it. There's bills in there to get rid of the treasurer's office. Why? Why don't you have a study that says we combine the treasurer and the attorney general? And I mean, there are many, many things you can do, but they focus on this one little thing instead of the big picture, which I think where Doug's head is, and say, we got to reinvent the whole thing. Let's get away of the side of the ledger skirmishes. Let's look at policy direction. Where do we want our state to go? What's our vision 20 years from now? Let's start the path to get there. And I don't think any of our leaders, including the governor right now, are focused on that or getting that done.
Interesting. As always, thank you. Good to see you.
And, thank you, Scott. Great to be with you.
We'll talk with you again, and I know we'll be talking much more through this budget process on the federal level for sure. My gosh, because
you don't.
Every line on him creates a crisis in the media, you know, that you have to go answer. So
sometime, if you have to fill some time, I come in, and I'll give you example after example after example.
Well, one of our listeners already said 10 examples. I want to hear them. I want to hear them. So we'll come back and do more examples. Ed Schaefer, former governor, former ag secretary, our guest, and what's on your mind?
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Is your energy future secure? So in the middle of a North Dakota blizzard, the heat's gone. It's not on. The lights are off. What's that mean? In the middle of a blazing hot North Dakota summer day, hitting triple digits, no air conditioning. What's that mean? Life or death. That's what we talk about when we talk about a secure energy future. So remember it. Find out more. Support it. Be part of it. There is a war on coal that is going on. Not unlike the eco-terrorism we saw with the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. It's that severe. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a website where they can connect you so you know what's going on and you join the fight. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. John Trandum is here. John is a guest host for me, friend of the program, certainly, a District 45 Republican chairman. You may remember him best as the guy that made Donald Trump the Republican nominee because, you know, that's a numbers game. And John was the delegate. He and Ben Koppelman were flipping coins on who was going to be the delegate. And, of course, Donald Trump, as we know, has not forgotten it because he talks often about North Dakota and actually came to North Dakota to say thanks. We appreciate it. John, nice to see you.
Hey, good to be here, Scott.
I understand you're being followed by a crew from Austrian television.
Yeah, if you're going to be followed by someone.
We're going to be meeting them in a little bit. I'm sure a little curious about this Donald Trump fellow and the good place called North Dakota that made it happen. I'm guessing, I don't know, but if I had to press you on the most important reason Donald Trump needed to be president of the United States, it had something to do with the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
And his first decision as President Trump related to the Supreme Court was to put a fellow by the name of Neil Gorsuch there. Neil Gorsuch is testifying as we speak right now, and I've heard bits and pieces during the break, but I'm thoroughly impressed. Here's an example of why.
When I sit on the bench and someone comes to argue before me, I treat each one of them equally. They don't come as rich or poor, big guy or little guy. They come as a person. And I put my ego aside when I put on that robe, and I open my mind, and I open my heart, and I listen. And I tell my clerks that their very first and most important job is to tell me I am wrong, and to persuade me I am wrong, as I read the briefs and listen to the arguments. And if they manage to do that, I tell them their next job is to try and persuade me I'm wrong again. Because I want to make sure I leave no stone unturned.
Isn't this good?
It's great. It's great. And it's very heartening. And when you look back at some of the naysayers, some of the never-Trumpers, that was probably the first and foremost thing that I would say to them is this is really about the Supreme Court. The balance of the court could potentially be tipped for our lifetime were Hillary Clinton to be elected. And if for no other reason, vote for Donald Trump because he's going to nominate conservative justices to the court. And so many of them said, no, he's changed his mind. He flip-flopped. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. We don't know if he's going to nominate a conservative justice. And I said, but we do know that Hillary Clinton is going to nominate liberal ideologues who are pro-abortion, against traditional marriage. And the whole kit and caboodle.
They want to pick winners and
losers.
We
know that for sure. And it turns out, in retrospect, and I can't take credit for having been right on this, but I trusted Donald Trump at his word. I took him at his word that he would select from amongst the people on the list that he presented. And he did just that, and he didn't let us down.
What I love about this debate, and it's the reason we're both fans of Donald Trump, because you knew that he was going to put somebody there, would simply say, hey, look, what's the law? Interpret the law, right? So, every Democratic senator wants to say, well, you're for the little guy or are you for the corporation? I'm for the law. I'm for the law. And whoever is on the right side of the law is going to win. You know, it's not difficult. But to me, this is the most gratifying thing. It's really fun to see. And I'm glad you agree. I want to ask you also about just what you've seen from Donald Trump to this point. If there's anything in there that has you saying, I didn't think he'd do that, or I didn't think he'd do that, or if this is just exactly what you wanted.
No, I don't think any president would give me exactly what I wanted, and God bless them, they shouldn't. But I would say, with regard to the health care reform, I'm a little bit frustrated. I'd rather see more free market-oriented approaches. I'd rather see us get back to what insurance actually is, where there's a risk pool, there are actuarial tables. You weigh that in determining what the premiums are and who's eligible and who is ineligible. I'd like to see that happen. I don't think that's exactly what we're seeing happen, but at the same time, they're not done yet either. I heard they were just meeting again about this. They were up late into the evening a couple of nights ago meeting on it. I'm hoping that in the end something good comes out of it. I'll be glad to see the end of Obamacare any way you slice it, and even if incrementally we can move more towards a free market solution, that'll be better. I think we just need to get it out of the hands of the feds.
I'm with you. I don't think we know enough yet, and I think it's a work in progress, but what we do know is that Donald Trump's going to the wall in a way no president, I like George W. Bush. George W. Bush didn't have member of Congress after member of Congress after member of Congress down there bowling and doing everything and around a table. And Paul Ryan, who hasn't exactly been warm and fuzzy to Donald Trump, is glowing about him this weekend, about how he is rolling up his sleeves and he's negotiating this deal and he's getting a deal done. I'm talking, I guess, more on a style, on specific than specific policy. More on the style side of things, how do you think he's done?
He's drawing a lot of people into the discussion, and that's always good. And I think Donald Trump's the kind of guy that says, here's my idea. If you have a better idea, I want to hear it, and we're going to go with your idea. I really believe that. I don't think he's such an egomaniac as so many people want to frame him, that he's not willing to listen to good ideas, because I think he wants to succeed, and I think he wants to make America great again.
Are these folks from Austrian TV treating you okay?
Very well. Very well. It's been a blast.
We have we actually have the reporter that is the journalist that is working on this, Hannelore Veit.
Veit.
Okay, I'll say it better. Hannelore Veit. I want to say it right. Yeah, we have the big company down here called Veit.
Oh yes,
the crane company. But maybe they say it wrong. Yeah. And she is from Austrian Public Broadcasting. So I understand you were looking for a Midwestern, middle class Christian family that supported President Trump. Right?
Correct. Because I think that's an underreported part of looking at the United States. You have to not only talk about the East Coast or West Coast and the big cities, you have to go out into the country, and that's how we ended up in Fargo, in the middle, in real America.
Well, God bless you for recognizing that we exist in middle America. It's not flyover country.
No, so. I'm serious. Yeah. This is a story that's not really reported big around the world.
What do Austrians think of Donald Trump?
I think, like all Europeans, they are a little scared because you hear a lot of noise. You see a lot of he's rash, he's brash, he is loud. He sometimes changes his opinion, and they're a little scared because if you look at the world as such, what is he going to do internationally? So that's why I want people to see what do Americans who voted for Trump, what do they think about Trump? What is he doing well? What is he doing not so well? I want to hear from you. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to listen.
And what have you heard so far?
Well, it's a different point of view, because if you live in Washington, D.C., you live a little bit in a bubble. It's a big city. You have all, you know, the big media, the newspapers, the media, they all there. I keep going back to the election, you know, when we all in the media were saying, hey, wait a minute, we haven't been listening to the people, because we were really, really surprised that Donald Trump won this election and not Hillary Clinton. And I think so was almost everybody else in this country, except the few people who really believed in Trump. And I think, therefore, it's our job to go more out and listen to the people. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, that's something that our media doesn't do very well, John. Right?
Unfortunately, yeah. Right? I think that's the case. And I think that to Handler's credit, they're doing exactly what all media outlets need to do. Go out and talk to the people. Yeah. Find out what they think. Ask them. Ask them what they think. Don't tell them what they think, or don't tell other people what they think. Ask them what they think. We're willing to tell them.
You know, I saw a piece yesterday in Kentucky where Donald Trump was, you know, doing a rally. And I have some sources at the White House that tell me that they are purposely scheduling these, even though they're very busy and there's a ton of things going on, because the president himself sees himself too often getting in the bubble and not recognizing there's a lot of people out there that like him. And he remembered the campaign, loved the campaign, but doesn't get to do that. So they're doing these specifically so he gets re-energized to go back and fight the battle, which I think is fantastic. But Fox was covering this Kentucky rally last night, and they went outside and talked to people in line, which, by the way, was a half mile long to get into the place, you know, and actually visited with him about why are they there and how's he doing and everything else. Same thing you're doing, but not many media are doing it at all. The tweets seem to be kind of the focus of a lot of, you know, critics and the media. What do you think of his social media strategy?
We talked about that a little bit, and I've had this conversation with a lot of people. Some agree with me, some disagree. And we had the conversation on the show a couple of weeks ago when I hosted for you about how a lot of times you just wonder, and I don't know how Donald Trump's mind works, and I don't claim to, and I don't know that I'd be able to, but is it at all possible that sometimes some of this, they're signal flares. They're diverting attention from him long enough for him to convene the people that he trusts and actually get some work done. I don't know. And I don't think that everything is just made up or arbitrarily sent out there. I've even had sources that I've been in communication with that have said Trump contacted us before he sent out that tweet that was relevant to our industry. So they're not all arbitrary, but maybe they are deflecting attention from what's getting the actual work done. Maybe he's smarter than we think.
Yeah, exactly right. I think there's definitely something to that. I don't think Donald Trump does anything by accident.
I don't think so either.
He's got a style. He's got a way of doing business, and he's not about to change. You know, 70-some-year-old business guy that's successful, and he took that to an unconventional platform as a candidate. It's worked. Why would you change?
So far, so good.
Yeah. You know, I think it's just fine. So where else are you going in the United States in your time here, Hannah?
Oh, I'm based in Washington, D.C., so we're all over the place, yes.
So you're in D.C. for Austrian Public Broadcast.
Right, yes, wow. Yes. I've been here for 4 years now, and basically we do a lot of political stories, obviously based in D.C., but I was in California like 2-3 weeks ago. I'm not sure where the next trip is taking me. But, you know, probably again to Middle America, because I find that interesting.
Yeah, that's fascinating. One caller wanted to get in here, and I don't have a lot of time left, but Matt and Bismarck, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I don't know. I'm kind of frustrated with Congress. I've been frustrated with them for a while now. It seems that they just play this little dance where both sides will just they'll spit out their, you know, extreme right, extreme left rhetoric, but then they'll never pass, like, any meaningful laws.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's meaningful laws in the eye of the beholder, right? But I would wait and see what happens with this one, right?
The most meaningful law is a law repealed.
Well, you know, I don't know that we just need to pass a law to pass a law.
Yeah,
often
right.
Does that happen, right? But I'd give these guys a little bit of time. But I certainly share your frustration sometimes on the process and how it works. And I thought Ed Schaefer laid that out pretty good earlier. Thank you both.
Thanks for the opportunity,
Thank
Scott.
You.
Very fun. All right. Chris Berg from Point of View when we come back.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. AEDs are designed to be used by a sixth grader with no prior training. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing how easy it is to use an AED.
So you get the AED, you bring it to the person. It's really, really easy. Turn it on. It will tell you, remove the clothing from the person. Make sure they're dry and clean of hair. Remove the pads from the plastic liner. Place them on the patient as you see on the diagram. It's right on the diagram. You put it on, it will say, do not touch the patient. At that point, it's really important not to touch them because it's actually reading what's going on in the body. And then at the end of that, it will tell you whether it needs a shock or not.
Be sure you have the confidence to be the help during a cardiac emergency. Register for a CPR training today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
What's on your mind in our final segment? I can't even believe it's over. Say it ain't so. I don't want it to be over. High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors, is somebody I want to tell you about right now. If you go to highplainsapache.com, you'll see some great new and used sprayers. Ask them about that electronic drift management system. I tell you what, if I was lucky enough to switch careers and, you know, get in the farming business, I know it's such a wonderful business right now. Things are great, just wonderful. Prices are off the charts, and income is, I'm sorry. I'm just telling you, you're in it for the right reason. You're feeding the world, and we love you, every minute of the world. And I would love an Apache sprayer and that electronic drift management system and that kind of technology. The technology that we have today is just phenomenal. It allows you to select your droplet size and to keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. So really, really works great. ET Egg Center for all your egg application parts, any brand, too. 1701 East Side Court, across from Bonanza in Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier. High Plains Apache, Tom Scott and Todd sent you. Chris Berg is here from Point of View, and Chris and I are going to be on tonight. We're going to talk about an extraordinary story and a few other things. One extraordinary story is the amount of harassment that law enforcement and their families, now if that isn't a cross line, I don't know what is, endured in the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Incredible. Chris has a conversation with three military, two law enforcement spouses tonight. That is pretty darn extraordinary. And we're working on scheduling it for What's on Your Mind, too. But we can talk about that. We can also talk about the fact that there are physical attacks that have occurred along the Dakota Access Pipeline route that have posed threats to life, physical safety, and the environment. Sounds like more eco-terrorism, Chris Berg. What do you think of that?
It's just shocking, Scott. You know, you hear people say one thing, and then obviously their actions do another. And to give you an idea of some of the stories you're going to hear tonight from these three amazing women, one of them has got four children, ages 5 to 14 years old, and a lot of things you don't hear about. I mean, these people were threatened with rape, poisoning, torture, burning down their homes. And you're talking about four kids, ages 5 to 14. Another woman, 32 weeks pregnant, being harassed and threatened. So there's so many different angles to the story. And obviously you see what you see through the media, but then there's sort of the behind-the-scenes stories that don't get enough light put on them, and we're going to do some of that tonight and obviously have you on after these three amazing women and get just sort of your take. You've done an outstanding job covering the story from the get-go, and so I'm curious to hear your point of view on what you hear from these women and sort of where do we go from here now that, gosh, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but this week or next week, oil is going to be flowing through that thing.
Yeah, day 223 of the protest today, and we are nearing a point where some things are some signs of normalcy are there. 1806 back open today without pilot cars or anything, you know, normal. 12 noon today, that officially happens. And as you say, yes, just a matter of days now before oil is under Lake Oahe and flowing. And again, a very integral part of North Dakota's economy. So it's important. John in Minot had a question earlier on health care, and I thought maybe I'd bring the Uber expert in the media, Chris Bergen, to help me answer John's question here. So, John, go ahead, lay it on us. What's your concern?
Scott, longtime listener, just love you guys. You guys do such an awesome job providing us with an opportunity to, you know, express our moans and groans. And I just want to say, you know, thanks a lot. I sure appreciate you guys. And I recently, Scott, was diagnosed with sleep apnea. Went through the system, did the sleep analysis test-wise. And then I started to experience a major degree of frustration with what was happening after my sleep test, and that was, you know, you need to purchase a CPAP machine. The only provider that you can purchase it from is us. And right away, a red flag always goes up when these types of situations arrive, because I'm a retired businessman, and I thought, what do you mean I can't purchase this machine somewhere else? So I asked them that. They said, no, because we need to provide you with all the sleep information in order to, you know, program the machine and da-da-da-da-da. And so I said, okay, fine. I thought, well, okay. So are you still there?
I sure am, yep.
Okay, great. So the next step was I needed a component for the sleep app machine, and went to the provider, and I needed just a little coupler, a little connection piece, and I assumed probably cost maybe $20. The young lady that helped me was very, very kind, very, very nice young lady, and she said, "Well, sir, I'm really sorry, we can't sell you this little piece. We need to sell you this entire packet." Well, okay. I looked at the packet. There was three of these and three of those and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, well, how much is this packet? She said, $185. And I said,
is your insurance covering this?
Well, that was the next step that really, really got to me. She said, well, your insurance is going to pay for, some of this or part of it or whatever, And I thought, well, and I asked the young lady, I said, you know what? I know that you're not the one that establishes That's not your worry.
That's not your worry.
Exactly. Hang on a second,
John. We got a very short amount of time left here, but I want you to hang on because I want to get your number and we'll visit off the air and see if we can dig into this. But Chris, this is a perfect example of why we have a broken healthcare system and exploding costs and not some people on insurance, isn't it?
It's exactly that. I've got a great story I can share with you. Sometimes, Scott, about something that happened to me recently going into the walk-in clinic. It speaks to exactly why where we're at today in this situation. So looking forward to having you on tonight, Scott. It'll be a great segment.
6:30 KX4, 9:30 West Dakota Fox. Watch it. John, hang on. We're going to get your information, and we're going to put Congressman Kramer on this one. Maybe use it as an example of what not to do when the new health care plan is all finished. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron and outlet prices now with a 2011 K-Science Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Bennett, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.